Okay, the electric shock collar is already sending the studio into disarray.
Now, the way this works is everybody here gets three questions each, right? And we go round in circles with a shock collar on us. We either need to answer them or get shocked. With the caveat that you can only pass once.
That's right. So if you want to pass on the first question, beware that numbers 2 and 3 could be worse.
This is what I'm really nervous about, what you guys are going to hit me with for the first question, because I feel like it's going to be something bad. You guys, when did you get zapped? Question 3, both of you?
Question two for me.
Gilly. Question 3 for me. I held out to the end. Lucky I did, because I was never going to tell you my wedding dress price. But Darko. Yeah.
And a lot of people have messaged me just like, who was the co-host that you liked the least from Newcastle?
It's like, I didn't take the shock for nothing, guys.
I didn't get zapped for no reason.
But Darko, talk me through your mental state and your physical state right now, because I'll be honest, at this time yesterday, I felt physically nauseous.
Yeah, I've got the shocking collar on my arm, in our arm there. My hands have gone all clammy. Like, I'm quite nervous. Like, I knew it was coming and I was fine until it got put on. You can feel the spikes?
The screws.
Oh, man.
Well, okay. Without further ado, should we get into it, Gilly?
Let's.
A little bit of retribution.
Okay.
Ducko, your first question.
Hit me.
It's a simple one.
Yep.
What is your mobile number?
Oh, that is such a cop out of the first question.
Mate, you have said from day dot, it is my mission to get to know Newey and for the people of Newey to get to know me.
If I give my mobile number to like thousands and thousands of people listening, they can text and they can do whatever they want to me at any time.
Oh, you don't like the Hit Fam?
Don't you do that to me. I know you guys wouldn't do this. This is my first question. If I pass, I know what the other two are going to be. No, this is a tough one. This is a real tough one. I don't think I can give my mobile number on air. I don't think I can do it.
You can't take the shock on the phone.
I don't think I can do it. That'd be bad. That'd be bad news. I'm gonna have to take the shock.
All right.
Producer Sophie.
I swear in times of pain, so just...
Okay.
I'll get ready on the dump button over here.
Just do it. Stop. That was horrible. It leaves little marks and stuff as well.
Yeah, the bolts will dig in.
It goes right up your arm.
Yes! Oh, how's your heart?
Are you alright?
I nearly dropped an F-bomb, nearly had to dump myself. That would have been a real moment in radio.
Now that means that you can't pass on either of these two questions.
Oh, okay.
They're the rules of the game. All right, question number 2.
Oh,
little Shocky McGee. If you could only save one person out of Morgan and your mum in a house fire, who would it be?
Oh, great. They're both listening. So hello, mum. Hello, Morgan, my fiancé.
Do you want to go back and reveal your number and shock, and shock on this
Can
one?
Can I take 2 shocks?
No.
Only if you reveal your number.
Okay. I think mum will be okay with me saying this. Morgan is my fiancé. I've been with her for 8 years, and she's hopefully going to be the mother of my children. So I'm gonna save Morgan over my mum. Mum's had a good run.
Kate, if you're listening.
We love you, even if Ducko doesn't.
Okay. I love the line. I've been with Morgan 8 years. Yeah. Sorry, how old are you when your mum gave birth to you? Like, no worries.
Well, I had to answer. It's a game, all right? Okay, get me in the third one.
Yeah, you did have to answer, and you have to answer this one. Who do you think is more famous out of you and I?
Is this you just crowbarring this in?
Now he's surrounded by headshots.
No, we're filming this live on Hit Newcastle, as you can see.
Of himself.
Okay, yeah.
He printed and pinned all those up in the studio.
So I got cut from San Andreas, the film.
Yep.
What
was on the CrimSafe ad? Smash Down, a kids' TV show?
Like, yeah, define fame, because I'm on a national kids' TV show which kicks off right now. On
now national,
how did you fit that head into the studio this morning?
It was pretty hard. And also, like, I've done plenty of films, whether I've been cut from them or not, and Jess hasn't. However, in 2020, isn't bloody fame all about Instagram followers? And that seems to be what Jess has a lot of, and she likes to let me know about it.
How many?
Have that many, but compared to you.
So I'm going to say, in modern fame, I guess it has to be Jess, because she's got plenty more Instagram followers than me. However, if I was to have more than her, I'd say stuck at Jess. But do I just double answer that question?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really just drilling down. You don't want that shock again.
I just know. Oh, you feel a bit, after you get zapped, you feel a bit loose, don't you?
100%.
My tip for any, if when we do this again or anyone plays, don't get zapped first.
Just answer the first question. Take it on the chin.
Oh, jeez, okay. Right. Are we doing it? I'm out of the hot seat. I can take this thing
out of the hot seat.
I mean, to be fair, Gilly, he didn't give the mobile number, but could I?
No, that's enough.